This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released two books on the compiled speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas Sabka Prayas in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, Prime Minister Modi is an inspiration for millions across the country and abroad. He said, these books containing selected speeches from the fourth and fifth years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's second term manifest his vision and approach to good governance in many ways. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Modi has made politics as a medium of serving the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh today. He will lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Itanagar. During his visit, the PM will lay the foundation stones for two major hydroelectric power projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees and 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees. The hydroelectric projects include the 186 megawatt Teto hydroelectric project and the 240 megawatt Heo hydroelectric project, both located in Shiomi district. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the redeveloped Mata Tripura Sundari Temple, one of the 51 Shakti Peeth worshipped by Hindus at Tripura's Udaipur later today. The Prime Minister will also offer puja at the temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the Goods and Services Tax or GST changes as a next-generation reform that will boost India's economy and relieve the middle class, youth and consumers across the country. In his address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said, the new GST rates are not just a tax cut, but a GST saving festival that will reduce the cost of daily essentials and boost consumption-driven growth. The new GST rates come into effect from today. Mr. Modi said that the nation's growth story will be changed with these reforms.
हम वो सामान खरीदें जो मेड इन इंडिया हो, जिसमें हमारे देश के नौजवानों की मेहनत लगी हो. हमें हर घर को स्वदेशी का प्रतीक बनाना है, हर दुकान को स्वदेशी से सजाना है. गर्व से कहो ये स्वदेशी है, गर्व से कहो मैं स्वदेशी खरीदता हूँ, मैं स्वदेशी सामान की बिक्री भी करता. ये हर भारतीय का मिजाज बनना चाहिए.
The 9-day long Navratri festival begins today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Shardiya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated as they coincide with the change of seasons. This festival will conclude with Dasara, the day which marks the victory of Lord Ram over Ravan. Prime Minister Modi has shared one of the soulful renditions by Pandit Jasraj on the occasion of Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that Navratri is about pure devotion and many people have encapsulated this devotion through music. The Prime Minister urged citizens to share bhajans that they have sung or their favourite ones. Mr. Modi said that he will post some of them in the coming days. And on to sports now. India crushed Pakistan by 6 wickets in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing a competitive 172, the men in blue romped home with 7 balls to spare, powered by a blistering century stand between openers Abhishek Sharma and Shubman Gill. And that is the end of this news bulletin.